Endeavour, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, guys. First of all, Dick Gordon's over in the simulator right now running through this SPS burn procedure. And as soon as he says that's okay, we'll read that procedure up to you, I guess. It's not too complicated. Dave, in regard to your last question, very briefly, and I'm sure you guys have been thinking a bit about this yourselves, we're interested in finding out exactly where in your Delta V thrust A switch the short seems to be. And we're all of us down here convinced that it's either in that switch or physically very near that switch. It's important that we know where it is, because I guess the worst that it could be would be a hard short, so-called hard short, upstream of the control pilot valve solenoid on bank A. And that would mean that we would lose the ability to turn bank A on and off as we wanted to. There are many other things it could be, namely a soft short either upstream or downstream from that pilot valve solenoid. Or I guess it could be a hard short downstream from the solenoid, which all of these would be annoying to us, but no major problem really. It,
okay,
let's see.
We get the general.
Go ahead, Dave.
We get the general. Yeah, we get the general gist of that, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay, Dave. What we're going to try to do now is to go ahead and do an SPS burn using bank A, and we want that short to be active when we do it. So at some point, we're going to ask you to tap on the panel and try to get the short back for us. We show that the light is currently out, and I'm sure you'll confirm that.
That's verified.
Roger. Assuming we cannot get the light on again, we think that's unlikely, but if we can't get it on again, we'll delete this particular test and just go ahead and do a mid-course, normal mid-course 2 burn, and while we scratch our heads on this other thing.
Okay.
Now, Dave, we've got the changes to the flight plan here. If your recording secretary is standing by to copy it.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready, Joe.
Roger, Dave, are you just going to mark up the flight plan as I read it to you?
I prefer to do it that way.
Roger, we think that'll be the easiest. And Jim, are you copying this now?
Standing by, Joe.
Roger, okay. Okay, we're going to start at 2505, and we've already deleted the charge BAT A line. Then moving on to 2650, add P52 IMU realign option 3. Moving to 27.
Yeah, copy.
Okay, moving to 2755. Move Delta V test and null bias check up to 2700. In other words, just move that line up. And coming up to 2800, a little something for you, Al. We're going to delete the crew exercise period. And at 2800, add in mid-course column, MCC Houston column, uplink to CSM. CSM state vector and verb 66. Update to CSM. SPS test maneuver pad. and at 2805 H2 purge line heaters on. Exit GNN PTC and maneuver to pad burn attitude. Have you copied so far?
Yes, I copied everything. The MCH belt on the H2 purge line heater on. Exit PTC and maneuver to pad burn attitude at 2805.
Roger, Jim, and we're going to lose comm in a minute. I'll be back with you.